Welcome to the Merge Sort AI Digest, your daily AI news roundup for Friday, April 10th, 2026. We've got a packed show today, with major releases and some interesting developments in the AI world. Jane, let's dive right in with Meta's big news.
Absolutely, Paul. Meta has officially launched their Muse Spark AI model, which sounds like a significant step. It's coming out of their superintelligence labs and boasts some advanced multimodal capabilities, which is exciting.
That's right, Jane. Muse Spark handles voice, text, and image inputs, and what caught my eye is its, quote, contemplating mode, end quote. It actually pits multiple agents against each other to tackle complex problems, which is a fascinating approach to problem solving.
It really is, Paul. And while it might not top every single benchmark, it's competitive with frontier rivals like Opus 4.6 and GPT 5.4 in reasoning, plus Meta's focus on health reasoning as part of their personal superintelligence mission is a clear strategic direction.
Speaking of major players, OpenAI's Codex hit a huge milestone. 3 million weekly users, and the way Sam Altman celebrated, Jane, was by smashing the, quote, reset rate limits button, which users affectionately call the return of free breadsticks.
I love that story, Paul. It's such a relatable developer meme, and it really highlights the need for AI agents to remain usable even under heavy load. This consistent demand for Codex also ties into OpenAI's new $100/month pro tier.
Exactly. The Pro tier offers enhanced Codex and GPT access, which seems like a direct response to that high demand and the, quote, breadsticks phenomenon. It's a clear move towards premium monetization for their most dedicated users.
It is, and it shows how these companies are trying to balance scaling with providing consistent service. Meanwhile, Anthropic is also making waves, Paul, with a preview of Claude Mythos, citing both superior performance and major cybersecurity risks. That's quite the combination, Jane. Superior performance alongside cybersecurity risks. It really underscores the double-edged sword of advanced AI. And Anthropic didn't stop there. They also launched Claude Managed Agents. Right. The managed agents are all about simplifying AI agent development, which is crucial for broader enterprise adoption. It helps companies deploy these powerful tools without getting bogged down in the underlying complexities, making AI more accessible. Definitely. Shifting gears to Amazon, they've revealed a massive $15 billion in annualized AI revenue, which is a staggering figure. They're also reportedly considering selling their Trainium chips, which could be a game changer for AI hardware. That revenue number really puts Amazon's AI investment into perspective, Paul. And if they start selling Trainium chips, it would open up their custom hardware to a much wider market, potentially challenging Nvidia's dominance in the AI chip space.
It certainly would. Now, we also saw some significant news regarding policy and ethics today. The Florida Attorney General is probing OpenAI over allegations of ChatGPT misuse in campus shooting planning, which is a very serious concern.
It's a stark reminder of the ethical challenges and potential for misuse that come with powerful AI models, Paul. This kind of scrutiny from legal authorities is only going to increase as AI becomes more prevalent in society. And on a related note, OpenAI is supporting an Illinois bill that would shield AI labs from liability for catastrophic harms, provided they meet certain safety and transparency conditions. It's a move that's already generating a lot of discussion. It's definitely a controversial stance, Paul, and signals a shift in OpenAI's legislative strategy. While they've played defense before, this bill seems to be a more proactive, and some would say extreme, measure to define liability in the future of AI development. Indeed, Jane, there's so much more happening, from Proton Mail's Born Private campaign highlighting concerns about children's data, to AWS launching an agent registry for enterprise management. It's clear the AI landscape is evolving at a breakneck pace. It really is, Paul. Every day brings new models, new tools, and new conversations about the societal impact of AI. It's a lot to keep up with, but always fascinating.
That's the Merge Sort AI Digest for April 10th, 2026. Thank you for joining us, Jane, for your invaluable insights. And thank you to all our listeners. We'll be back tomorrow with more AI news. See you next time.